Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Okay, so what has just happened here with this Jussie Smollett thing? Which, again, I just got to keep taking credit. Literally, we're you know, 2 days out for this thing and from this thing, and I was saying it was fake. It was so obvious. It was fake. So if you listen to this show, you heard this whole race-based, you know, homosexuality-based alleged attack was fake a long time ago. I mean, that's old news for you. And I could do that, not because I'm psychic, although may it seem some days that I am, but because if you just read the details, you're like, why is this a story? It's so obviously fake. One of the things right off the bat that happened, remember he claimed that his witness was his manager, who he was on the phone with at the time. And so they said, okay, well, hand over your phone. We just want to verify. That'll give us, you know, it's a real good time stamp of when this thing happens. We can figure out where you were on the video. He refuses to turn the phone over. And then he comes up with a litany of excuses. Well, you know, his contacts on my phone, they wouldn't want their numbers out. Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah. And you could tell right away it was fake. I mean, it just was so obvious. He was not on the video cameras going to or from anywhere. They couldn't find the attack. They had 100% video camera except for 1 minute. And the problem with that 1 minute was there had to be attackers. And the only other two people in the area were seen leaving the area, not walking toward him. It was physically impossible for him to have been attacked. Lee, you could tell that literally from like day two.
Yeah.
And that did not stop the media. I just read it and went, fake. I'm not talking about this. And I said that on the air. It's fake. You could tell it's fake. They ran with it and ran with it. At some point, you have to think that they were in a hurry to run with it before it expired. Because they could tell it was fake, too. I mean, there's no way a thinking person can't tell this is fake.
That's an interesting take on it, that they were really rushing this.
I think so.
Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea. Because the whole thing about this is there will still be a large portion of the American culture that will still think this attack happened.
Yeah.
And it was a couple of white Trump guys that threw bleach on him and hung a noose around his neck and beat him up.
Because, you know, when it's -9 degrees with a -25 wind chill, everybody walks around with bleach and a noose and their MAGA hat in the middle of the night at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
looking for black guys to lynch in Chicago.
The part about this that really makes me the angriest, though, is that this is the very thing that then when we do have a real case of some type of racist attack that people don't believe and there will be doubts.
Because they're all fake. But there's just fake after fake after fake after fake.
And look at what's coming with the left. You've got this. You've got the whole thing with Kavanaugh. We've got other reports of when there have been Trump affiliated people who have made attacks, and they turned out not to be true. About the only one we've actually ever seen was when there was a leftist that was in there in one of the Trump events that was ranting, raving, causing a problem, and as they were taking him out, some old white guy took a swing at him. That's about the only one we've seen.
Yeah, but I think that white guy, I think that ended up being really murky, too, because it turned out that that person had, I don't remember what the details on it were. I should be careful with that. But yeah, no, going back to this is exactly, I'm glad you brought up Kavanaugh, because I'm going to play this clip. This is a media montage that came off Tucker Carlson's show. And this is the exact opposite of Brett Kavanaugh. What were we told about Kavanaugh? White men don't deserve to be believed.
Right.
Well, what about if all five witnesses say it didn't happen? And she named the witnesses. Doesn't matter. She deserves to be believed. He does not. Why? Because he's white male. So we shouldn't believe him. Okay. Well, here's the opposite of that. In this media montage, this is this spans, you know, up till several days ago. So, and there's a clip in here that really is amazing. It's The View, and they're saying, well, there's some in the media and they're talking about right-wing media, some in the media that are questioning whether this is true, and that is not right. That's discrimination, because you should never question whether a gay black man is telling the truth. Never, never, never. That's racism. Okay, well, then why doesn't that apply to Brett Kavanaugh? Oh, he's the wrong race. He's the wrong sexual orientation. Listen to this media montage from Tucker Carlson, just covering the absolute determination to believe. And by the way, if you didn't believe Jussie Smollett and his story sounded a little absurd to you, given all of the physical parameters I just laid out, then by God, you are not a free thinking person. You're a racist.
We don't know what happened to Jussie, but what we do know is that racism is alive and well in this country. There is real evidence of people who have done these crimes who cite that the president has inspired them.
The fact that they reportedly said this is MAGA country adds to sort of the atmosphere of menace that African-Americans in particular and people of color in general have felt since the advent of the Trump administration.
And the media has really cast so much doubt on his story, which I find so personally offensive, that a gay black man is targeted and then suddenly he becomes the victim of people's disbelief. Why? It's so outrageous to me.
He said his attackers hurled racial and homophobic slurs at him. And this is America in 2019.
Actually, it's not. Nope.
Exactly.
Fake hate is America 2019. Yeah. Not real hate. Ask the Covington Catholic boys about that.
Yeah.
It's just, it's fake. It's one fake incident after another. Fake, 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 fake. It never ends. Meanwhile, have you seen these headlines? Lee, you sent one of them to me. Headline. This is the LA Times. It just snowed in Vegas and likely will again this week. That isn't normal.
Yeah, and that's the LA Times saying that.
Yeah, that's
the headline. It's not normal for it to snow in Vegas. And what happens has to happen for it to be snowing in Vegas? It has to be wetter, and it has to be colder.
You don't say. Well, then there's this, too. California officials warned skiers to stay home. Too much snow. Then there was last week. Remember when it snowed in Hawaii?
Yeah.
In the national park, and everyone was freaking out?
Yeah.
Okay, then there's this. Did you see what's going on? This is actually good news. The invasive species.
Yes, the stink bugs.
Are dying. They're dying because the polar vortex, it's too cold for too long, and nothing has been able to kill these invasive species. They are thinking in the Midwest that about 95% of them were wiped out by the record cold.
Unfortunately, we didn't get that cold here.
I know, because I hate stink bugs.
Those things are everywhere.
They love tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Especially my sweet Tammy tomatoes that my kids love, and so it's a constant battle against them.
I'm just telling you, they love the inside of my house, because I'm always kicking
those
them out.
Those things are nasty.
Yeah, I know.
And yeah, they're nasty. So anyway, so you got all that going on, right? Mark my words, okay? I predicted this to you. I put it in writing. It is very obviously clear. I mean, we just had NASA admit, did we not, Lee, that we're going into a cooling period?
Mm-hmm.
Which was shocking, right?
Because of sun activity.
Yeah,
solar flares and sunspot activity. Yeah.
Because of lack of it. Okay. Somebody's going to do this. The new liberal line on climate change. Because you're going to have to cover for this. It is obvious we're going through global cooling. They're going to say that the global cooling we're seeing is caused by climate change. The climate change is bringing about the global cooling. And they're going to gradually forget about the warming part because they got that wrong. And it's going to become global cooling is the new scare thing. It's going to happen gradually. Somebody's going to go first. And then they're all going to have, because there's no other way to cover for this. I mean, this is everywhere. You've got NASA admitting to it now. And by the way, these cooling trends are really interesting. The last time that we had a Maunder minimum, which is what we're having right now, 7-degree atmospheric dip, it lasted from 1645 to 1715. So these come on fast. You see a significant cooling trend, and they last for 50, 60 years, and they think we're going into one. So they're going to have to fix this, Lee. I mean, they're going to have to make it so that this is because of climate change in order to keep the money flowing.
Yeah, right.
Right. Not because it actually is. Because of climate change. And I think NASA's preparing us for that because they can't cook the books anymore. It's just too darn cold.
Come on, just go to the moon or Mars or something, okay? Let's leave this alone.
I know, really. Texter writes, it is currently sleeting quite hard right now on 85 in Gaffney. Yeah, be careful out there. Some slippery wet weather brought to you by global warming, right? And it's funny how they've shifted. It was global warming back when they had some warming they could point to or try to point to. But then when it came clear that we weren't warming, they shifted. Well, that's climate change. I'm telling you, mark my words. They will start to say that global cooling, which they cannot deny for much longer, is caused by climate change. It'll be a gradual shift, but we'll be right back in the 1970s. Look, anything to get the socialism, they don't care what they have to say. All right, one of the themes of this show, if I do nothing else in my time with you on a daily basis, it is to get you to realize how much of your reality is manipulated. I'm not just talking about fake news and Jussie Smollett and things like that. That's part of it, yeah. But the very way that the world around you is framed in terms of what is important and what is not, what is covered and what is not, what is mentioned and what is not, what is the big news today? Well, that's what we should be talking about, says the consultants. But what if what is the big news shouldn't be? And what should be the biggest news story in the country isn't. What then? See, there was major breaking news over the weekend in the whole Russia thing. You're thinking, yeah, I know. It's a 60 Minutes and Andrew McCabe and now Rod Rosenstein, the biggest crooked cop in the country, is leaving, finally, as the coup unravels before our eyes. Yeah, I know, that broke this weekend. But that wasn't the biggest story with the Russia hoax this weekend. You're thinking, what, Tara, pray tell, was bigger? There was something bigger? Oh, heck yeah. Much bigger. Do you know what Judicial Watch got? Of course you don't. They like to keep you stupid. Remember when James Comey, the crooked cop at the top of the FBI, did that press conference explaining to us all how Hillary was innocent, that she couldn't have known that what she did was a crime, when, according to federal statute, it didn't matter if she knew? Remember that bizarre press conference? I'll never forget watching it as long as I live. Yeah, well, you know what they did 3 days after the press conference? You know, after they told everyone she was innocent, right? The FBI created a chart of Hillary's crimes. The felony versus relative felony versus misdemeanor level of the crimes. Just mapped it all out. Like, so this crime here, that crime there, this crime here, she committed. This was 3 days after they told us she hadn't committed any crimes. Well, Judicial Watch sued. They sued the FBI. This was a year ago. They finally got the papers. Turns out the FBI laid out Hillary's crimes that they at the time believed were crimes. You don't know till conviction, but believed were crimes. He calls them alleged crimes in here because you have to. Otherwise, you could get sued. And then tried to hide that document from the public. That's a huge news story. That's what should have dominated the news and would have this weekend if we had an honest media.
We have new FBI documents showing a cover-up of the true extent of Hillary Clinton's potential crimes in the email scandal. 3 days after James Comey corruptly let Hillary Clinton off the hook for her email misconduct, the FBI was compiling a chart of the statutory violations considered during the investigation of Clinton and the reasons for the recommendations not to prosecute. Instead of releasing this chart and other information, it turns out the FBI took steps to make sure the chart was kept in the pocket of the agent compiling it. Well, this is an outrageous cover-up, not only of the true extent of Hillary Clinton's potential misconduct, but the corrupt reasons not to prosecute her under the law.
Multiple crimes. It must be awesome. I think of the power you would have if you could do anything. Anything. And the FBI would cover for you. Now you think, well, what? I mean, not anything, Tara. Like, what if she killed somebody? We don't know how far they'd go. We don't know. We may never know. God forbid we ever know. All right, so I'm going to do something that's a little out of character for me. I'm going to defend Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You'll see why in a minute. Yeah, across the media over the weekend, folks flipping out about her. I'll play a sample of this. Probably the best of it from MSNBC. Here we go.
You attach this to the Green Deal, and you are handing President Trump. President Trump now gets to go, oh, the Democrats don't want jobs. The Democrats don't want companies coming to your neighborhoods. The Democrats have a Green Deal that wants a 70% tax rate, that wants jobs for everybody, even if you just hand it to you, that just tuition, hand it to you, socialism. We are in a dangerous place, and if people don't in the party don't start to speak up against people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is young and dynamic, and her cohorts, some of these new, fresh, progressive faces, are going to hand the presidency back to Donald Trump. I want everybody to understand that.
Okay, so the message basically being, she's very dangerous. She's extremely dangerous, and we got to do something about her.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who I find extremely dangerous at this point.
Okay, why is she dangerous? What is the one thing that throws the media into fits of rage more than anything else? When somebody tells the truth. When somebody tells the truth. She's not dangerous because of what she believes. She's dangerous because she won't shut up about what they believe. And they're outraged by it. We got to stop her, he said. She's MSNBC. And it was part of a seven-minute back and forth with him and Joe Scarborough. They're freaking out. They bring another expert. She's terrible. She's going to make the Democrat Party look like what? Well, they're out of the mainstream. No. No, she's right in the mainstream of the Democrat Party. I can prove that to you. Every top-tier member, every top-tier presidential candidate 100% adopted her new Green Deal. So she's not an outlier. She's not an extremist. She's not somebody who needs to be taken out because she doesn't represent the Democrats. She represents them perfectly. I mean, folks, what does it say about this party that a 29-year-old who was tending bar 2 years ago is dictating to the entire top tier of the presidential hopefuls of the Democrat Party what their positions must be? And whatever she spews out, they have to adopt or they'll lose. It means she is a perfect representation of the Democrat Party. That's why they hate her. And the thing about her that is a good thing is that she just doesn't get why there's a reason to lie. She's looking at them going, y'all lying. This is what we want to do over here. We all know it. Why don't you just tell them the truth? And they're like, no. Don't tell them the truth. So, I mean, they got to get rid of her because she is not on the plan where they lie until it's too late to stop them. And they're terrified that you might figure out what they actually stand for. But anybody who tells you, oh, she's an extremist, she's a socialist, she's an ally, no, she's not. It took 24 hours for the whole top tier of the Democrat Party, again, presidential campaign, to adopt the new Green Deal. Folks, have you seen what's going on in France? Have you noticed what's going on in France? Riots? It's never ending. Tens of thousands of people every weekend. They're out there. They're burning stuff down. People have been killed. People have lost eyes. People have been over 1,000 injured in clashes with police. That's just over gasoline taxes for climate change. Can you imagine if we implemented the whole new Green Deal here? I mean, look at France. They're a lot more liberal than we are, and they have chaos in the streets. They can't get control of the people. What would it do here? They would need gulags. If that's how it is in France. And the Democrats are fine with it. That's why they signed on. Now, Dennis Prager over the weekend gave one of the most profound descriptions of liberalism I have ever heard. Just nailed it. I was glued to the television when he started talking about this. And he's talking about the horror of Amazon and why this gut checks so many people. And keep in mind, New York was not going to pay Amazon $3 billion in cash to come. That Amazon would have gotten basically $3 billion in tax abatements, meaning they had to pay the tax in first and they get some of it back. So it wasn't going to cost New York anything to have Amazon to move in. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweets in victory. Anything is possible when the Amazon deal is canceled. 25,000 jobs down the drain. Today was the day a group of dedicated everyday New Yorkers and their neighbors defeated Amazon's corporate greed, its worker exploitation, the power of the richest man in the world. What is she saying? It's okay if 25,000 of us lose, so long as one rich guy doesn't get to win. And that is socialism. That's why this was so galling. This is Dennis Prager explaining that on Judge Dineen.
And for the left, the love of ideas is much greater than the love of people. That 25,000 people would have jobs, good paying jobs, that massive numbers of workers in Long Island City and environs would benefit from Amazon coming there is of no consequence to them. They care about corporate greed, not about bettering the life of human beings. In the name of equality, people don't realize how much evil has been done. This is a little example example, the French Revolution, where it began, hey, equality, and then they had guillotines. Oh, equality, and then you have Venezuela. Oh, equality, communist China. Oh, equality, Soviet Union.
So he's saying, listen, this is why this gut checks so many people. It doesn't matter how much it hurts the little guy, as long as we keep the big guy from winning. Prager continues.
Leftism is an emotion. It is not a position. And so they so loathe that anybody is richer than anyone else that it is better that everyone suffer at a low level than everyone be improved, but there still be much richer people. They live the idea of the violation, since I think in biblical terms often, of the 10th commandment. Do not covet what belongs to someone else. The left is based on coveting. They loathe the idea that Bezos is rich. I can't stand Bezos, but I don't loathe the idea that he's a billionaire. It is irrelevant to me. The only question is, will he do good by bringing business to my city?
Yep. Bingo. Dennis Prager continues, and this is my favorite clip of him, defining, see, the word equality is good, right? We all want some equality. That's what socialism is. It is equality. But is it good?
Socialism is this love of equality. As I said, so much evil has been done in it. Everybody is equal. By the way, this is not just in economics. For the left, everything is flattened out to equality. Parent-child are equal.
Wow.
The left-wing mindset does not want the parent to be unequal to their child, the teacher to be unequal to their student. Everything is equal. And of course, we are gods. We are equal. We are gods in our own eyes. Marx said it, and Engels said it. This is the beginning of leftism. I am my God. I don't answer to something higher than me. A child doesn't answer to a parent. The student doesn't answer to a teacher. A human doesn't answer to God. Whoa. It is a flattening out in the name of equality.
And it is better for 25,000 to miss out on a job than for one to profit. Yep. That's the Amazon deal right there. I've been telling you since I've been here, the Democrats do not object to guns or gun ownerships. Ownership, they don't. They only object to people who disagree with them owning guns. If you are one of their grievance groups, somebody they perceive as a member of their unique little society, and you want a gun, that's just fine with them. They just can't have people who disagree with them having guns. Make takeover much more dangerous for them later. Well, don't believe me? I've brought you numerous examples of this over the years. Well, I mean, Bernie Sanders can't give a gun control speech without being flanked on both sides by Capitol Police bearing what? Guns. When Hollywood marches in D.C., the anti-gun march, what do they have? Armed security. They love guns. You kidding me? They just don't want you to have guns. Your mindset is too dangerous. They alone are the ones smart enough to have the guns. And if illegal immigrants want guns, why, by God, they shouldn't be punished for trying to get them. Wait, what? Isn't that illegal? Yeah. Yeah, so if you're not a citizen of the country, you're here illegally, you can't buy a gun? Oh, heck no, you can't. But they tried. Did you see what just happened here? This is insane. But they're constantly trying to what? Register us? Find ways to limit the guns we can own? Force us to turn our guns in? Unless you're an illegal immigrant, then go to the United States is fine. Democrats in the Judiciary Committee just voted on legislation against notifying ICE when an illegal alien tries to buy a gun. Which, of course, 100% of them fail the background check. You're not here illegally. You can't buy a gun. But they're trying. When you go in to try to buy the gun, you got to put all the information, who you are, your ID, all of that. We got them dead to rights. Trying to buy the gun is a crime. Shouldn't that scare you a little bit? A legal immigrant in a country wants to buy a gun? Doesn't that sound like the kind of thing, I don't know, precedes a mass attack? 9/11 style, God knows what? An illegal immigrant, not legally in this country, trying to buy a gun. What a minute. Are they ISIS? They come over the border? They on the terror watch list? We won't know. Because we're not allowed to know. The Democrats are trying to protect the most dangerous people. I mean, who is more dangerous than somebody who's not legally in this country and wants a gun? You are, apparently. Law-abiding gun owners. Democrats on the Judiciary Committee just voted against notifying ICE when an illegal alien fails a background check because he tried to buy a gun. Okay, you want to hear a scary number? How many of them are there in the freaking country? As of 2018, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System listed, are you ready for this? 7.8 million illegal, unlawful alien attempts to buy a gun. So every one of these was he or she's legal, walks into the gun store. I want to buy that. Okay, I'm going to have to do an instant background check. Oh, you're illegal. Sorry, you can't have the gun. Bye-bye. 7.8 million times. Folks, the federal government has only admitted to there being 15 million illegal immigrants in the country. What, half of them tried to buy a gun? Or are there 50 million illegal immigrants in the country? 40? Univision says they think it's 20, and that was like 5 years ago. They had to figure out, because their audience is illegal, a lot of them, so they had to figure out how many there were. It was a real tough deal. They thought 20 million through their own market surveys. 7.8. Now, okay, the way this works, and one illegal immigrant could have gone to three stores and failed the background check three times. So that doesn't mean 7.8 million individuals, but still, 7.8 million? Illegals have tried to buy a gun? Right now that's reported to ICE, but if the Democrats get their way, it won't be so. God, that doesn't alarm me. By the way, all the Republicans on the Judiciary Committee in the House voted to notify ICE when an illegal tries to buy a gun. Why? That ought to scare us. Why do you need a gun? You're not here legally. Aren't you trying to, you know, keep your head down? Or is it that you're trying to do a mass shooting? They don't want to know. They don't want to know. They don't care about human life. They don't. They don't. Yet they want to know everything about you, the law-abiding gun owner. No, no. These are the same people in New York right now. Second bill's been filed. In order to get approved for a gun, you have to turn over your entire social media history for the last 2 years. All of it. Got to give them your passwords. Why? Because you're law-abiding. Oh, but what if you're an illegal immigrant? Listen, just keep going. Maybe eventually you'll find a store that'll sell you a gun. Folks, this is exactly what you saw in Venezuela, where guns are outlawed. Except if you're a member of the party and you support Maduro. Remember when they were having the food truck riots and people were generally causing violence in the streets? They were desperate. They couldn't eat. So what was Maduro's plan? They distributed guns to party members in good standing so they could put their neighbors down. They could use them on their neighbors. There's just people in the street. You're a known supporter of Maduro. Here's a gun. Go take care of your violent neighbors. That's how socialism works. That's how socialists believe. It's not, they don't have a problem with guns. They just don't want you to have one. But if you're a Democrat grievance group, like, I don't know, illegal immigrants, and you might be trying to buy a gun because, heck, you came over the border and you're ISIS, or, heck, you just want one, or maybe you're MS-13. Now that's okay. We don't want to know who you are. I'm telling you, folks, human life means nothing to these people. Nothing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.